This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here, because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Forget that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic
of podcasting.
I mean,
you don't have to Google it. I'm just saying, you just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm gonna shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast. Episode 4, still short, so I know you have that going against it, but did it
at
least...
No, like I was telling you yesterday, like, I like the show. I see, I like. It's fun to watch.
I want more.
But... yeah, like, I mean, again, you know, when you and I were talking, but I'm pretty sure if we take the intro and the recap and then the 7 minutes that I fucking know is credits back there, like, we are at 18 minutes worth of information conveyed in the show. And then a lot of that is still, like, just general, like, example when...
establishing shots.
Yeah, like, well, when homegirl woke up in the panic in the hospital, right? Perfect sense. And then we see her report to work, but like the whole, I know this guy, oh, I'm stuck in the field, like we don't need any of that. Like, I don't need to see why she's there, especially on this short of a show. Just right. Be like, yada, 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 wake up, you see her report to work, we know shit's weird because she was one of the people that got snapped the fuck away and then magically woke the fuck back up where she was, which I like how they did that cool, like, we're in the person, but rewinding and building at the same time, you know, like when they came back, when they were showing that. I was like, that's a cool take on it. It's not just the outside view. We were building this woman. And I was like, whoa, right. What the fuck is that?
Because we haven't really seen anything about the return other than like the nice tearjerker one from Endgame where like Clint's wife calls him on her cell phone. And the
and
one from
Spidey
Spider-Man.
Stuff.
Where they like, they show up on the court, but it was a faraway shot, and like all you remember is the tuba player getting fucking destroyed on the court because he like showed up right in the middle where the guy was dribbling. So seeing all of that was really, really cool because, I mean, and to think about it as a hospital and everything that's happening, part of me is kind of like, so part of me feels like there's an entire like Marvel short that needs to be made, and all it needs to be is different clips of folks returning, because I'm not sure a
like,
lot
like
of
a
science...
version of Fail Army kind of thing? Like
exactly. A lot of the science, the pseudoscience, the fake superhero science of the snap hasn't really been determined. You come back to where you were, but if what... do you come back to the location or do you come back to the object? Because, like, for instance, in this episode, we saw a person rematerialize on a moving stretcher, a moving gurney, like the bed. You saw the person, the bed was rolling and the person appeared in it. So was she on that bed when she went away? Maybe. So that's a good thing, honestly, because then you have a whole lot of, like, people showing up on an airplane they were in, not in the middle of the air where they were when the snap happened, and there's no plane there anymore. That's the whole, like, snap
It seems to be you literally come back to the last place and thing you were at.
In contact,
right? So,
with,
like, if you were on an escalator, you would come back on that step in that same... And the way they do it is so, like... I mean, I'm using the escalator as an example because it's a loop. So, like, let's say you were on the 78th click of that. When everybody magically reappeared, that step was at the 78th click. You landed right back on it right then and there. Like, it wasn't under the machine, you know, going.
So, location. So you're going off of location because, it would suck to appear
like
on the 78th step if it was already up underneath the
escalator.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, so, like, if you were... Well, see, here's the thing, though. It's not location because, like, what if you're in a plane? So that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm asking.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. The exact... And here's the crazy thing about it, though. The only way this works is, like, you pop back up what seems to be convenient for you materializing, right? Because, like, you've had people...
You're definitely not going to... materialize into somebody else or into an object. It seems that you'll either push that object out of the way or your body will get shifted because that
Like if there was somebody in that bed, like she would have came on top of him.
Right.
You know, like kind of thing. Or if you were in a plane, it wasn't where that plane was in the sky. It's just this is the last physical thing that you were in, kind of like area, right?
Maybe, and you just appear on the ground level of wherever you were in the sky. Maybe it's like, we'll just put
That's like, yeah, like I'm with you now. Like those are the kind of shorts I want answered. Like, you know, the plane crashed on the border of Canada and America. Where do you bury the survivors? Like, that's where we're at. We're like, mm-hmm. You got to listen to the story to know like what is going on because.
And it's honestly, there's so many questions that come just from the snap because half the, more than, who knows, half the planes that happened, the pilot dematerialized, so that plane doesn't exist anymore because it crash landed with all with the
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah, like what happens where it's the object is something like you were in a car and then because you got snapped out of it, you know, the person was like, fuck that car, took it to the dump, got it smashed into a little cube, you know, like.
Right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of...
I'm going to go with physical safe location. So we're going to say no one, like, materialized in the sky. If they were somewhere in the plane, they would just materialize on the ground. Or
yeah,
sadly,
right.
Like,
it just takes your coordinates and then moves it directly to where, like, the next physical object would be. And right. That's where you spawn. So, like, if you were sitting in the sky in a plane, wherever that disappeared at, you just, like, are on the ground. Like, you just appear and you're like... What the fuck in the grass? Like, you're not still in that plane somewhere.
Which either lines a lot of beaches with people, or it puts people in the middle of the water who were on transatlantic flights and shit, and who were like,
yeah, well then you have a whole bunch of people that just drowned, or people that just landed on the interstate that were just landing, you know, coming on, like on a plane or something like that.
The
like,
whole car issue, people. I mean, they're like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the car doesn't exist, you're going to the safe space. You had people popping up in the middle of the road mm-hmm. and just so there's an entire like rated R like carnage like and honestly it'll be what they show us like in the next Deadpool movie like there'll be like shit on the TV of like you know he's going through YouTube clicking through all like the
yeah,
bad
that would
bad
be
returns
if one of their writers like thought of that in a very Deadpool-esque way of introducing just like
the bad parts of the blip, which is a horrible name.
Not even the bad parts, like just the absurd ones, right? Like just, I don't know, some dude like he's like standing there at his window and doing Deadpool shit, like masturbating and brushing his teeth. And then like all of a sudden there's a guy on his telephone wire and he's just like, huh, what are you doing here? You know, just like, like, and then all of a sudden it like a week later goes by and you see him just like bored. And then he is scrolling the YouTube of all the clips that have now like been compiled right. from all these fucking people reappearing.
Right, because I mean, even the tuba one, I think was like someone's like cell phone video for mm-hmm, Far yeah. From Home. So yeah, there's like an entire series. That's what a half hour TV show for Marvel should look like. Is a half hour of that shit every week for like 9 episodes. That's I don't need yeah. a half. I need to
America's Funniest Home Snaps or some shit, you know, and just like
right I would watch sadly.
Yeah, and then you could have like a whole bunch of horror movies that get made because of the snap, right? Mm-hmm. Not the disappearance, but it's all just like reappearing shit. Just utter yeah. gore. Yep. Like Faces of Death and shit.
But even in this episode, like the crazy part, like some of the less crazy things was like as she was running down the hall, you could see one guy rematerialize next to a bed where a lady was in, and you know that ain't the person who she doesn't know who that guy is. This dude just showed up, he's been gone mm-hmm. for 5. So he's like, oh hey, I was here watching my where am I? And hello, you're in sorry, how you doing? Have a nice day. Let me get out of here yeah. now. Yeah, there was, you know, she shoulder checked that one dude who materialized like as she was running. But it was really a cool way. I really, really, really enjoyed this episode because it answered, like I said last week, just give me a couple of answers so we know what we can strike off our list. So we know that the issue in Westview happened 3 weeks after Endgame. So probably 2 weeks after Tony's funeral. And actually, having just watched Endgame this weekend, the last thing she talks about with Clint is like he was saying, I hope that, you know, Clint was saying, I hope that she knows that, you know, what she did made a point or was you know, for something. And you're talking about Scarlet, talking about Scarlett Johansson, talking about Black Widow. And Wanda says, yeah, they both know. So, you know, at that point, it's kind of like she's talking about her Vision as well. So, you know, because Vision's consciousness wasn't just made of the Mind Stone, some folks on the internet are starting to talk about, well, he was an amalgamation of items, and yes, he was killed when Thanos removed the stone, but maybe at some point this is her trying to pull the rest of the stuff like back, you know, to kind of piece the stuff together. You know, that's just one of the general ideas out there, but let's, you know, we'll get to that. Yeah, so Rambo, we found out, works for S.W.O.R.D. We kind of knew that already. Her mom started S.W.O.R.D., so the whole conversation that her mom and Fury was having back in Captain Marvel would be when S.W.O.R.D. was kind of, you know, the idea came about. So she ran S.W.O.R.D., and then when we get, you know, okay, so let's talk, because you and I, like, work in buildings that sometimes use access keys and codes and shit like that. Like, let's talk about, like, the super dick move that they did, like, when she went to show up for, like, she's been back for a certain amount of time. 3 weeks, he says. This is where the three-week number came from. Like, she didn't just, like, leave the hospital and come straight to the office. Therefore, her key card didn't work. She waited 3 weeks, and then she was the first one returning. And y'all fucking knew she was returning, and, like, you didn't have somebody.
How did they know
wait?
She was returning?
Because
she was just, that was the first time she reported there.
Correct.
Like,
correct. But at no point had she was coming. He knew she was coming that day. Like, hey, boss, I'm coming back to work. He knew that she was going to be there that day.
Yeah, he was like, I have a meeting with her, but at what point would you still, someone that just magically read the fuck appeared that you have no idea about and how they're going to act or be? Why would you reactivate that card?
I'm not saying reactivate a card. I'm saying someone, the front desk dude who did not know who the fuck she was, probably hasn't been working there 5 years, probably hasn't, but kind of an important thing. One of your main astronauts from your astronaut program, which is now like defunct because half of them blipped away and the other half that stayed did not want to go into space anymore. So this is one person showing back up from the blip. The first one of an entire crew, he says, you don't know. And then, like, he comes into, like, okay, I guess my question is, do we trust...
Yeah, what is your gripe with
this?
Do
we trust her boss, dude? Is he level, or do we think he's shady? Did you get, like, that kind of, like, icky feeling from him? You didn't?
I mean, he's a weird old white guy. Like, I instantly got, like, an icky feeling about him because... That's who they paint is, like, the inside bad guy, right? Like, that's just who it always is. Like, because what was it, Redford in fucking Hail Hydra? Like, so, yeah, like, I was instantly like, okay, we basically got our dude from Trek over here, right? Like,
are we
going to
trust
you?
Him? Is he going to go bad on us? Right.
But no, like, I didn't think there was anything... From initial impression outside of me just going conspiracy theory in the back of my brain, like, I didn't think there's anything weird about it. Like, why would front desk guy know who the fuck she is? Like, why would would her card be reinactivated?
That, you know, motherfucker's, like, response was like, oh, I was like, you don't have to be a dick. Like, I realize you make $15 an hour, bro, and you're working, like, security, but, like, well, if you worked here, it'd work. I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, you can clearly see it's a fucking badge. Like, you asshole. I just had a problem with his, like, I was just like, what? You don't got to be a dick. You're like, here, come over here, ma'am. I'll give you a hand. We'll see what's going on. Not, well, if you worked here, it'll fucking work. Like, go fuck yourself. You fucking pretentious son of a bitch. What's wrong with you?
I mean, he works at a fucking, like, top high security. Like, he's not supposed to be friendly. Like, everyone in there.
You can be on point and be friendly.
Dude, have you... yes, you have. Okay, I don't even know why I'm asking. Have you ever... have you ever been to a really fucking high-class military installation? Have you ever seen one of those guards that, like, looks at you and goes, sup, homie? No, that motherfucker stares at you the whole time and he's like, where to? You're like, I'm going to fucking like section C, like floor 8. And he's like, this way now. And you're like, okay. Like, there's no like fucking chat. You try talking to him. You're like, yo, how's your day, man? Where are you heading? Okay. Like, and just, yeah. Nah, that motherfucker ain't there to be like, he's not at Walmart. He's not there to greet people coming fucking in, man. Like, you either know why you're there or you don't belong there.
Hey, man, girl knew why she was there. She's fucking his boss by the end of it. So,
yeah, but even then she was like, oh, yeah, I guess I shouldn't have expected my card working. You know, like,
I don't know. I guess if they even told me to come on in or agreed to me coming in, then you know where my office is going to. My office is either there, or if it's not there, you would have already told me that my office is not going to be where it used to be and wait for me at the front desk. So I don't know. Maybe she was being pretentious.
I feel like you act like people trust these people that are coming back. Like, again, we have no idea from a military side of things, like, what or who or how this person is going to be. Like, it's almost like you wanted a parade thrown for her and like, here's your corner office, boss lady. Welcome back. Everything's going exactly the way it was.
Like, why
in the world would that happen?
You run the lead on that. So her boss guy gives her her assignment right out the door, tells her, A, she's grounded because her mom's policy for anybody who came back was to ground them if they were, I guess, pilots or astronauts or whatever. I guess we'll get into that a little bit later, further on in the series, maybe. Anyways, we get to see Westview, the real Westview. We get to see Jimmy Woo again from Ant-Man and the Wasp, which, by the way, he learned that card trick from. Did you notice the little flourish where he like did the sleight of hand and made the card appear? And that's the trick that Scott Lang was doing at the end of Ant-Man.
No, I didn't pay attention.
It's cute because every time they would like come into his office during Ant-Man and the Wasp, like he was like watching a YouTube video on like sleight of hand. Mm-hmm. So like him like flourishing his fucking business card out, I was like, way to go, man. You figured out you got that one down.
I just liked when homeboy was like, someone back at Quantico must really miss you or whatever, and he was like, nah, softball season's not on, or like whatever. I loved his reply. Like, it was so great. I was like, yeah.
so we find out that people in and around or connected to Westview, whether it be the people or the town itself, literally have selective amnesia when it comes to that person or location. You got two cops from Eastview sitting there in front of a Westview sign saying, Westview doesn't exist. And I just like how she's like, she looks at the sign and then looks back at them and she's like, okay, we don't need you anymore.
I love though how he said it in like an old town like rivalry, you know, like,
who you
where
with?
Are you from?
Eastview?
Like, the fuck you mean Westview, you know? Oh, dude, it's just
who would name their town Westview?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big answer to the question. We're not existing in some minuscule amount of time. We are in a physical location on the Earth, on planet Earth, that someone has hijacked. That Wanda definitely has some or all the control over.
Wanda's boss hog in this situation. This is all her doing.
Yeah, and so are we. So you just have she's gone crazy trope.
No, I still think there's something like she broke something. I don't know whether it's like she broke death or whatever, but I think she has.
I'm with you. Go with this.
I think she has willfully not like, I went crazy and made this fake world up. Like, I think she figured out with being a witch, like where and what she needed to get to cause problems. And I think this is where she's at with it. And it's a, temporary solution to maybe whatever another end game is, but the only problem is now the outside world has stumbled upon it.
Right. And I'm assuming I'm with you on a lot of those points, because I'm assuming that this is definitely temporary. I think there's an end to what she's doing in this town. She can't expect to take over an entire town of the U.S. or anywhere on the earth, take over an entire town. I could see you making a new town, like fathoming one out of nothing, and then making fake people, and then also, you know, living your life out there in your pretend little fucking reality. Like, I could see that, but that's not what this is. She's taken a physical town. She's kept the people from that town in her reality, which they do by matching up driver's licenses to those people.
Yeah, but weren't some of these people, like, from different places? Like, they weren't all just from... Were they all from the same, like, New Jersey area or whatever?
They're all from Westview. They're all from Westview, except there were a couple, and one of them, the major one being Agnes, didn't have a license attached to her. Like, mm-hmm. The black dude did, the Arab dude did, the couple that came over for dinner, the Harts, they were husband and wife, which makes that scene when he's choking even more like heart-wrenching when you realize, especially if she had snapped out of whatever mind control was being used on her, or partially at least, it makes like her watching her husband choking like suck even harder. But yeah, those all the people they could match up, they were doing it as they saw them on TV, on the TV programming. But Agnes doesn't have one yet, which still, you know, a lot of the internet people are saying, hey, this could be, like we said, Agatha Harkness, the witch from the comics. So I'm with you on your stuff with Wanda about her being control. I vary a little bit where I almost feel like someone came to her and said, do you want to bring Vision back? I am mystical like you are, and I can tell you how. Here's how you do it. And then Wanda is enacting this plan, because there is the end. I can't assume that the end game of this plan is anything other than to bring Vision back from the dead, to have his body, which we know is still around. He's a machine, and be able to reanimate it with the soul of who she fell in love with. I'm assuming. I mean, I can't think of any other end game to this scenario. So I'm with you. I think that she is definitely in control, and if she's not in control, she thinks she's the one in control. You know what I mean?
I don't know if there's like a power at B that came to Wanda and was like, you know, kind of deal with the devil situation. I do think that she has made this town, because one of the things with Wanda and Vision in the movies is they left. Like, they were just like, we're gonna go be us.
Mm-hmm. They just want to live a normal life.
Yeah, and so I think everybody there's dead. I think these people are actually people that died. They didn't get snapped away or whatever, right? And then I think Wanda has... I really think Wanda broke death and it is in this town trying to build Vision back together. But since everybody's dead, you know, she's gonna have their little world, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think that's where you get into the borderline, like, yes, she is doing this, but also, like, how much of this is kind of like that heartbreak psychosis? Like, why is she keeping Ghost, you know, kind of thing? Like, just let him pass on. But it's like, no, we need a world together. We need our world. So she's bending on those kind of like sacrifices and things like that, where I think Wanda normally, you know, if Vision was chilling, like, at no point would she go, I'm not going to let these people leave. Right. you know?
Right. Yeah. There's definitely a reason behind keeping the people from the town, either whether they're dead or alive. And the only reason I don't want to poke holes in your theory, but if they're all dead, how does the FBI and the people who are still able to access their records not know they're dead? Is there an event that happened that no one's did it happen right away or did it happen while she was there that she accidentally killed all of them? And then she's like, oh, shit, and then made into, like,
well,
you know.
Yeah, there could be something like that. Like, and I don't know if that's, yeah, I saw that. Flicker, too.
Yeah, did yours flicker?
Yeah,
okay.
I caught, yeah. yeah, we both went, huh?
Save your shit.
But that is a good point, too. Like, what if she was just, like, in Westview, and finally that was, like, the breakdown, right? And these were collateral damage to whatever happened.
Right.
And this is her way of trying to fix it and get what she wants.
Right. And completely viable plot for her to have gone through him dying twice, her killing him the first time, rewinding time, and then Thanos killing him, going through his death twice, and then, you know, just having a mental break that accidentally destroys an entire town and then trying to, like, fix it. Like, I understand that and can definitely see that being a plot. I'm almost tempted to be like, but you have so, because there's so many stories in Marvel, like that, what we just explained to you, you could write that for literally anything. So I almost want that not to be the case. I want it to be some weird, you know, Agnes's husband Ralph we've never seen before. I want him to be the fucking devil or Mephisto or the I'm not a Marvel comics guy, but someone said on one of the trailer shots when people that go through the trailers like frame by frame, there's a shot of like they're standing in like one of the rooms for the FBI or SWORD has set up, you know, and there's like a briefing thing, and there's like a Wonder Man, like blurry image of Wonder Man, who is like in the comic books, he's one of the people who they use part of him or his, you know, soul or brain or whatever to create Vision. So if like we see that, I don't know, I want it to be something crazy, not just like, oh, she's sad and wrecked an entire town. Hollywood and writers could absolutely do that, but you've got so much comic material to go from that I don't even know that people who read comic books and know all these stories could pull this stuff from. Like, pull from that. Let it be something crazy. So, I don't know. Both would be fun to watch, but with Marvel, it's like, you guys can just go big. It don't matter. We're going to believe it and love to watch it. It doesn't matter, especially if you're trying to, like, bring in the next big bad after Thanos type thing. Like, you know, they're going to have to introduce somebody at some point.
Yeah.
You know, both of them sound cool. The best thing is we know that SWORD is not the one controlling the location. We figured out where the beekeeper guy came from. He was just a dude in a hazmat. I think you said that like last week. He's like, it's probably a guy in a hazmat suit who got changed to look like something that would be acceptable in that town. You know, so.
Well, he crawled in with the beekeeper suit. Like, he didn't change.
Well, he crawled in with a hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and it got switched to beekeeper when he went to the bubble.
I was going to say, but I was saying, like, he crawled in with a suit.
Right.
But, yeah, it kind of makes you, and then the bees are still kind of weird. Like, why were the bees? I mean, I know he's a beekeeper, but, like, don't just hover around a beekeeper, you know?
Right. People are like, ooh, could it be Swarm? Probably not. Did the guy just get made into Swarm? No, I don't think so. But yeah, it's like, why don't you just change him into a beekeeper outfit? Why do you have to have the bees along with him? Yeah.
That's what made me think that, like, he was a super of some sorts, too. Mm-hmm. You know? But
so Franklin, like, the undercover SWORD agent who is actually Swarm. So SWORD's not involved. The red chopper we could tell was the first one. It was a re-rendering of the one that she sent in originally that got her sucked in. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, she, you know, that's where that came from. We also see, so cool, we get to see Darcy again. That was fun because I love Darcy. I love her character all the way back from the original Thor. Like, she's awesome. And I'll never not laugh if you watch the clips of her when Thor's like, yeah, I have to go get my hammer and Mjolnir. And she's like, Mew, Mew? like, I will never not watch those scenes and laugh every time she does it. But so she's back. She's got her doctorate, of course, because it's 5 years later. She's finished all of her internship stuff. And she's, you know, moved on from her internship work. So she's the one that ends up finding. I love that she's the one that's like, she rolls in and starts figuring shit out every second, and people are still have the audacity to be like, to like question what she's doing. You're like, you guys haven't answered shit. I roll in here for 5 minutes and I've got a TV up with a fucking video of what's going on. So get out of my face, you know. And I like the fact that when they like, she doesn't know something, she's like, I don't know. What do you know anything? No. So it's like, get out of here. That's the sign of somebody who knows what's going on. If you are okay saying, I don't know. If you don't know, say, I don't know. So you can learn. If not, people are going to assume you know.
That's true.
But yeah, so Darcy's in there. We also see that like the signal that's being sent out from the bubble is being edited. Like, we've seen Wanda edit stuff inside the world as we're watching it. But as they're watching it, it's getting edited too. You don't, when he was trying to contact her on the radio, you don't see, you hear the glass break, but then it jumps the scene until she's already wrapped her hand and they're talking the next portion of the conversation. So like, you mm-hmm. didn't see the yeah. cut happen. So someone is, and Darcy brings it up, somebody is editing what's coming out of this place, because that was a jump that wasn't supposed to be there type thing. So it's very interesting. And so the one thing that has me right now, so
see,
watching,
I just think the signal gets broken when Wanda gets snapped out of whatever she's trying to keep a hold of.
True. And that boils down to when people start breaking character, like the dude cutting the bushes last week, when people start mm-hmm. like getting out of what they're in. And yeah. You know,
because even when you watch the thing, it's when he's talking to her through the radio, and where the cut happens is when Wanda like
snaps out of
realizes like she snaps out of it. And then when you see the whole cut scene before she throws Homegirl through the walls and everything,
it just
like it she's snapped out of it, and she's deadpan looking at her, and she's like, you don't belong here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's when I was like, yeah, Wanda's controlling this. Like, Wanda, you know, they may have tied into her signal and they're able to like look in, but when she breaks that little world, the signal changes at least. Like, you know, oh shit, I gotta flip it to 4 instead of 3, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And it's a cut, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes complete sense. And that would explain, if one person is trying to keep everybody in line with this act that's happening, it's gotta be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be flub ups all the time.
Well, even like when she saw, you know, Vision when he first came back in, like she hadn't Ooh. Got shit all together yet, you know, and she had to like close her eyes and refocus, and then he was back to normal.
Very good point. And that was like straight up like some jump scare shit right there, because they kept him like way out of focus behind her as she was like gathering herself, and then she turned around and we were just like, boom, dead Viz. You're like, oh shit. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was good stuff. But a lot of answers this episode. A lot of really, like, good. You didn't have to answer everything, because we're only 4 episodes out of 9. I don't need you to answer everything, but definitely some answers. Because I think this episode would have been one that would have, if you didn't give us anything more than just what you've been giving us, you probably would have lost a lot of people. Like, who were like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to watch this until it just, I'll binge it if somebody says it's good at the very end of it all. So I think it was good of them to slip in this, like, okay, let's take a break from the crazy shows and let's show you from the other side of the wall. Honestly, I loved Wu's whiteboard that were literally all the shit everybody's been asking questions about, like who does reviews of this show, like what's with all the hexagons? And speaking of hexagons, like if you want to get really, really crazy, like the dude that is just like the acting boss guy, when you go in his office, his diplomas and shit on the wall are in the shape of a hexagon. So maybe there's some fucking sneaky shit in there too, or they're just like really into hexagons this for this show. I don't know. But it's like people are that
right.
far
some,
into
some interior designer somewhere was like, hexagons are the new rectangle.
But it's like, what are the hexagons? The whiteboard was like, is Wanda in control? The whiteboard was like, who are all the, I mean, you know, is it Skrull? Is it, you know, it was crazy. Like, it was funny because
they just wheeled in the writer's board.
No, they wheeled in every YouTube review for the past 3 weeks.
Well, I'm just saying the writers would have had to ask all of these questions and then obviously they didn't watch all the YouTube videos because the video was already made.
Right.
So
what are people going to be saying? Yeah. What are people going to be asking? Shut up. They could have filmed it. They could have filmed it in post and shoved it in there. What's wrong with you? Anyways, we've got, what, 5, 6, 7, 8? We got 5 more episodes left of the season. There's 9 episodes. They're not going to be more than 35 minutes, including previously next time on.
Yeah, I feel the show is good. I don't think it's going to like let us down anywhere the way it's going, but I will most certainly say probably just listen to our whole podcast and then go back and watch it in one giant chunk. Like, right. Because it's just really, it's too short. It just is. Like, if you watch it weekly, you're like, when it's over, you're going to go, like, I was just getting situated for the show.
Right, exactly. There is, I will definitely sit up and notice if I see somewhere in the 40 or 50 minute range when you click on Disney Plus and go to the next episode. Like, I will sit up and take notice because that means a lot of shit's going to happen if they make one that's longer than normal. So
yeah, or at least just hopefully enough people complained about it and fucking next season they're like, all right, well, we'll at least throw the 45 marker in there so I know I'll get at least 28 minutes of some solid shows.
Right. But yeah, a lot of good stuff this episode, and I definitely look forward to next. If you are finding us for the first time, we've got a whole bunch of stuff. All the WandaVision episodes so far, Star Trek, Out the Wazoo on our channel, a bunch of older stuff, TV shows you may have picked up on before then. Thank you for finding us. Leave a like and comment, review. You can reach out to us on social media at Two Dads Review, anywhere you can find us. And we hope you all tune back in next week for episode 5. See you later.
See you guys.